Nobody determines your fate but you. You are exactly where you are in your life, in your business, because of the choices that you've made. And one of the choices that you can make right now is to surround yourself with some total kick butt men and women in the contracting industry by getting your ticket to Mile High Profit Summit 2024 in Denver. Guys, listen, this is the last Mile High Profit Summit. You're not going to want to miss it. We've got an amazing lineup for you, and it's all designed to help you live a profitable life, build a profitable business, and get everything you want as a business owner. Hit the link and join us in Denver.
Hello, Battleground. Steve here with another three topics from the Tree of Life. The Tree of Life is a tool that you get when you join the Battleground. It goes over about 30 topics that, or tools, as we like to call them, that you can use to help deflect or get around people's objections for why you're not the guy for the job or the girl for the job. So I'm just going through some of these and picking the ones that I use all the time. I have used all of these over time, but you know, I'm more comfortable with some of them. So I'm going to go over three more of these today, and they're pretty powerful stuff. So one of them is called, the first one is called asking for permission, because people love it when you do that. The other one is a takeaway, which means you just take the job away from them and see how they feel about that, because they don't like that. And then the last one is the rescue. It's when they're in trouble, they're drowning, and you come to the rescue and you save them. You become the hero, and they like that. So let's start with the first one. Asking for permission. I use this everywhere in my life, not just for the contractor fight or just trying to sell people stuff over the phone. But for our purposes, it sounds like this over the phone. Hey, do you mind if I ask you a few questions first? Sure. Well, some of them might be personal. You okay with that? Well, I guess I am. Sure. I mean, and so no matter what I ask them, after they agree, then they're totally cool with it. And so I can connect to them in ways that other contractors cannot connect with them by simply asking permission for me to connect with them in the way I want to connect with them. So they might go, hey, well, how much does this cost? And I would go, are you sitting down? That's a Vanguard. Or are you okay? You know, would you like me to just hit you with the big number? Or should we start smaller and I'll tell you about all the options? I mean, I'm asking them what they want. When people come to me for personal, you know, decisions or a choice to be made, or I got this dilemma, I don't know what I should do, I'm like, well, would you like me to sugarcoat the answer? Or would you like me to hit you upside the head with a 2x4? And you know what? 100% of the people go, hit me upside the head with the 2x4. No one has ever asked me to give the sugar-coated answer. So when you ask for permission, you know, to do things, people are so open to you being honest. So give that a shot the next time you go out. You know, well, what makes you, you know, why should I pick you? I like it when clients throw that at you. Like, you know, you don't even know in their mind. They've probably already picked you. Like, you're the guy, but they just have to throw us through the ringer one time. Why should I pick you over someone else? You know, well, say, how could I answer that without me sounding cocky? Because obviously I think I'm the better contractor in this. So could I walk you through my website just for a second? Sure. See, I'm asking for permission. I'm like, okay, let's go to the review page. Instead of me telling you what I think about my company, why don't you look at it? You know, there's dozens and dozens of people that tell you what they think about my company. Is that, you know, let's just start reading them. Could you read me the first one there? Oh, this is the greatest company since sliced bread. Well, could you read me the second one? See, all these things, I'm just asking questions. I'm asking for permission, and people play along. And it's great. You just get them right into your good graces. When you cannot get them in your good graces, and you try permission asking, you try asking the right questions, you try shutting your mouth, and they're still not, you're not winning them over, and you know it. And Maybe they're being tough. Maybe they have good reasons why you're not going to get the job. But that's when you bring out what we call the takeaway. You simply take away the job from them. You go, you know, I don't think I'm doing a good job explaining any of our stuff to you. So maybe, quite honestly, maybe we're just not the company for you. No, the podcast isn't broken. That's me shutting my mouth. Because when you tell someone, you know what? How about if I just remove myself from the, you know, from the lineup? And you can just go with some of these other contractors. I mean, no contractor does that. At least not ones with a big set of cojones do that. And when you do that, what happens in human nature when you tell someone they can't do something? Or you take something away from them. Yeah, all they want to do is do that one thing or get it back. Like, we don't like it when people take stuff from us or tell us we can't do stuff. That is code for, I'm going to double down. You're not taking this job from me. So when you come up with these situations that you just feel like you're just not getting through to these people, just take it away or take parts of it away. You know, well, that price is just so high. Well, maybe, you know, maybe we power wash the whole house and only paint the trim and not paint the rest of the house, you know, because it looks like you may just have mold or mildew or algae or something growing on your house. Or in my case, in the pond world or any other world, you know, well, 30,000 is too high, Steve. Well, maybe we take out the fish and the plants and the lights. You take all that stuff out, now you're at 23,000, you know, or something like that. So you start taking away things from them and they go, no. You know, they'll find that, you know, the $7,000 easier than they're going to want to give up what you're trying to take away from them. So this is a really powerful one. And then the third and final one I want to talk to you about is the rescue. And let me... People have a hard time watching other people in agony. I was given a speech on stage one time, and I called up somebody, and this was planned, and he was another contractor, and I was going to let him tell his story on stage. And it was all planned now. He was going to get up there and become so stage fright and so scared that he could hardly even speak. And so he got up on stage and he started fumbling, and he and I had a bet. And I bet him, I said, I bet you don't even make 10 seconds before somebody in the audience tries to rescue you. And sure enough, it wasn't even 5 seconds. As soon as the audience realized he was very nervous and struggling, one guy, macho guy from the audience, who you would never think was help other people, goes, "You got this, Bob. You can do it." You know, and then everybody started going, "Yeah, go, Bob." And everybody started clapping for the guy. And then he kind of loosened up. And then we explained, hey, this was all just a stunt, just to prove to you that people like to rescue other people. So when you come up with this scenario in the sales world, and these people are hurting, well, I don't know what to do, or I don't know where I'm going to get the money, or I just don't know, you know, who to pick for this kind of stuff. You can come to their rescue. You just be honest and open and helpful with these people. You know, you just say, well, you know, maybe if you put it on your credit card, for instance, you don't got to come up with 10 grand right now. You know, you got 30 days to come up with the 10 grand if you want to come up with the 10 grand with the credit card. And then after that, you can pay it off as you see fit or you're able to. Of course, they're going to charge you whatever interest rate they charge you, but that's a loan in essence. And it ain't a hell of a lot worse than a bank loan, you know? So without all the hoopla, you just whip out your credit card. So when people come up with situations that they are just perplexed and you can help them, just be the kinder person. This is a good Samaritan in you coming out. So to recap these three things, is one, whenever I like to ask questions no matter what territory I'm going into. But if you're going into some dicier territory, more personal territory, always ask permission first. Hey, could I ask you a question, you know, about your weight loss? You know, this is obviously not a business thing, but, you know, people come, hey, Steve, I know you like work out a lot. What's it? I was like, how much do you weigh? And how much do you want to weigh? See, I'm asking permission. Can I ask you a question? Sure. How much do you weigh and how much do you want to weigh? I mean, these are personal questions. So when you ask permission to ask such a personal question, hey, these people give up the ghost. Number two, when it's all not going well, just take it away from them. Take the whole job away. Hey, maybe I'm not the contractor for you and you ought to just pursue these other guys. Why do you say that? Well, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, I'm not doing a good job explaining anything here. And you think my prices are super high. So, you know, well, you know, maybe we could trim a few things. Well, maybe we could take out. We could take away the lights. We could take away the plants. We could take away the fish. And all these things will reduce your costs. So, you know, but once you start taking things away, they don't like that. They want to put them right back in. And by the way, as a side note, a lot of contracts that I signed, I present a contract with you have the base pond. That's one side of the contract. And let's just call it $15,000 for your pond. And then you flip it over. And there's literally another $10,000 or $15,000 with options. Each option spelled out, install 7 lights, $3,500. Install 1 12-pot plant package, you know, $1,800. A dozen goldfish or koi or whatever it is, $400, whatever. These are all spelled out. And I go, hey, you don't have to worry about any of this stuff until the day we show up to do the job. So they're signing a contract for $15,000. And the day I show up, I go, okay, I just want to go over all these extras that we talked about, you know, a month ago at your house, because this is the time. If you want any of these, you got to tell me now because I'm building the pond, right? And sure enough, more times than not, they go with almost all the options. So they don't have to make a $30,000 decision in their kitchen the day you show up. They only have to make a $15,000 decision. And then when you get to their backyard and they see all the trucks and the tools and the men and all the stuff, they get all excited and they go, you know, what the hell? I just want what I want. And they start adding all the shit back in there. And this is a bonus for you. Even if they don't, they say, okay, I want 7 out of 10 of them. I tell them, I'll say, okay, I want to be clear. You do not want this, this, and this. Is that correct? And well, not only are they, I'm making them say, yes, I don't want those three things. My guys are listening because those are the exact three things that they're going to target and ask the homeowner again. And then I tell the homeowner, I said, okay, here's how it's going to happen. My guys, before they get too far along, they're going to ask you one last time if you want these three things you just told me no. Okay. I want you to feel free to tell them no if it's still a no. But it won't be for another day or two, you know, once they get along in the project, but you'll get to the point of no return. So you can't have these options no matter what. So when they get to that point, they're just going to ask you, okay, say no if it's a still no and a yes if it's a yes. And I don't really care either way, but it's a no pressure way. And I'm setting expectations and they know for a fact that the last three options that they rejected are going to come back around. And I got to tell you, half the time they go for it. They're just like day two in the project. They're super excited. They go, you know, that aerator would be really nice. How about those fish tunnels? Yeah, those are pretty cool. You don't really see them, but the fish will love them. Oh my God, look at the fish. I got to build fish tunnels for the fish. So all of these things combined that we've gone over, you know, and the ones that I've gone over is go for the three yeses. Shut your mouth, like really shut the fuck up when you ask questions. Fall on the sword, let them be right. Bracketing, a high and low for the money. Ask for permission so they're okay with whatever you got to ask them. Take away the job from them if it's not going well and see how they respond to that. They don't generally like it and they want to give it right back to you. And then the rescue, when they're in trouble, come to their rescue. Be nice, help them out. And all of these things together is the reason why I went from 23% closure rate in the backyard to 94% closure rate in the backyard. In my very first year, I started learning and instituting. Now, mind you, I had already built shit by the time I put together the whole Shin Fu. I was on my fourth company, you know, and so I was very successful without any of this stuff, but this just made life so much easier. Sales so much more rewarding. Windshield time reduced to almost zero. The first day I tracked my windshield time and I started using the Shin Fu, so I got nose on the phone, so I didn't have to get my truck and produce windshield time. I saved 37 days. 37 8-hour days. That's over a month. It's like I got the same, I made more money, higher revenues, more bottom line in my pocket for 37 less days work than I did the previous year. How'd you like to do that? Make more money in 11 months instead of less money in 12 months. Sounds good? You need to find out about the Shin Fu. You need to find out about this Tree of Life, and you need to practice and learn each topic. I mean, it's just practice. This stuff is not going to come natural to anybody. It is practice, but it is so rewarding. Life is better and you make more money. Doesn't get much better than that. So I hope you go, you know, figure out an easy way to you know, run your business and run your life. This has certainly helped thousands of people. So with that, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Steve signing out. Have a great one.